One of the hallmarks of a Christian is showing love to fellow human beings, to be concerned for other human beings. Showing love is a requirement from God. God requires us to show love towards our neighbor, towards others. We're to show love towards God and love towards our neighbor. One of the ways our love is shown or demonstrated is by our conduct, how we conduct ourselves with other people, our approach to others. How do we deal with them? How do we come across to them in a godly way? And we have to show that in our conduct, our love towards others. Now, part of this involves etiquette and good manners. Etiquette and good manners. We don't want to show bad manners. Sometimes we can, by neglect, or not realizing it. What we say and what we do is important. It is very important, as far as our relationship with other human beings. Etiquette is the rules for conduct or behavior in society. It's the rules that are set down, and how we conduct ourselves, how we behave ourselves in society with other people. Now, we're living in a world ever-changing. It is a changing world. And etiquette, yes, it is changing, but the world is changing. We also see in this world which shows less and less good manners. Good manners are being neglected and have turned into bad manners, because many times it's either good manners or bad manners. We conduct ourselves in a orderly fashion and show that. Well, we see people sometimes think nothing of jumping ahead of others in a line, or as we'd say here, in a queue. And that's bad manners we see all around us. But coupled with etiquette and good manners is godly standards. What God says in His Word. God has said things, how we conduct ourselves. And we can extend that in many principles, because not everything is in the Bible how we would do that. But we show love towards God and our love towards our neighbor. And we demonstrate that by our behavior, in how mannerly we are, how polite we are. The Apostle Peter had something to say on this matter. If you turn to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8. Peter says, finally, all of you be of one mind. One mind. And that's very, very important for God's church and God's people, to have that one mind. That is something Jesus Christ stressed over and over, prayed for it, desired so much that there would be an attitude of one mind led by God's Spirit. And God's apostle, Mr. Herbert Armstrong, stressed that many, many times, of having one mind and working together. Peter goes on to say, having compassion for one another. That's a feeling for others, putting yourself in their place and what it's like, and feeling for people, having compassion, as indeed Jesus Christ showed compassion, great compassion, many, many times. And He was moved with compassion, it says. It says, love as brothers. Be tender-hearted, to have a tender heart towards others. And He says, be courteous. Be courteous. Be polite. So that's our responsibility, brethren, to be polite Christians. To say, for instance, excuse me. Yes, please. Thank you very much. Thank you. Those are areas, small, yes, but important. To exercise and appreciate something. Somebody has done something, or they've asked, would you like this? And we say, yes, please. Or thank you very much. Another area that we do is hold the door for someone. We're going through and we look behind and we see somebody is following. We hold the door for them. Or sometimes we go forward and we will open the door and we will let them through and hold the door for them. And that is disappearing. People just are not thinking Their mind is on other things, and they're probably not thinking. It may not be deliberate, but they're not thinking how they can be courteous to someone else who's maybe following behind. And they won't hold the door. They're not thinking. So we should be thinking, because actually many times it's lack of thought. So we have to be thinking to exercise politeness. Another area is to smile at appropriate time and to say, when we're talking to somebody or meeting someone or we just see somebody we know and we smile. That is a little way of showing our politeness to somebody and being indeed courteous. Here in Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 17, we see something here. In Proverbs 25 verse 17, the King James says, withdraw your foot from your neighbor's house. So leave at appropriate time, lest he become weary of you and hate you. So don't overstay your welcome. If you're invited out for a meal, and you know it's time to go, then we go. We should not overstay our welcome. Or if you're there for Sabbath service, and you know that it's time to go. Not when the person is starting to yawn, and maybe want to go to bed, and they're feeling tired, and they have to drop the hint. It used to be said years ago, when somebody starts putting out the milk bottles, it's time to leave. But we don't leave out milk bottles now. So that's a way of showing courtesy to someone and not to overstay your welcome. And they become weary of you. They become tired of you. It's so easy to do that. And just seeing another scripture here in this point, or it could be connected to it, in Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 2. Proverbs 23, chapter 23, verse 2. And it says, and put a knife to your throat if you're a man given to appetite. If you're a person who likes eating and eating, and in particular case we'll take it when you're invited out for a meal in someone's home, you kind of eat and eat and eat and you're offered and you'd like more and more and more. And not only did you settle for seconds, but thirds as well. So we should be polite in that way, and it's better to put the knife that you might be using instead of to the food to your throat, so to speak, and know when to stop eating. That would be another way of showing politeness. We should be mannerly towards people, other people, people in authority, and people who are elderly. And see Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 32. Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 32. And it says, you shall rise before the gray-headed and honor the presence of an old man. So an elderly person, gray-haired person, elderly, you honor them, and you rise to them, and you have respect for them, and you give honor to that person, and fear your God, I am the Eternal. So we see that that is the right and godly example of respecting elderly people, whoever they are, be it in God's church or not in God's church. We respect elderly people, and it is mannerly to do so, and it is right, and it is godly. Timekeeping is also important. Being punctual, being on time. Being late is just bad manners, and it is dishonest. It is dishonest. If you make an appointment, arrive on time. Try to be there on time. Strive all you can. Now, there are times when we can get delayed. Unforeseen things do happen. And we can maybe allow for that if it's very, very important. But if we're going to be late, we call. We give them a call and say, I'm very sorry. I've been detained or something has come up. And we'll be late or I'll be late. So we call. Never arrive early or too early for maybe a social engagement. You're invited out to someone's home and you arrive too early. It can cause a lot of trouble. Just think and put yourself in their position. You're not quite ready and you're still doing things and maybe getting ready, maybe dressing or something, and the next thing, the doorbell rings. The people are here. Shouldn't be. Causes a lot of anxiety I do remember a commercial advert on television years ago. It was for a wine, and you see these couple arriving with their bottle of wine, and they ring the doorbell, and then the people inside, the host and the hostess, they're not ready at all. They're half-dressed, and they scurry around. And the reason being that the two who have been invited have come, yes, with their bottle of wine, which is very nice, but they come an hour too early. So it all ends up, as far as I can remember, okay, and they're over the table and they're having their glass of wine and enjoying the evening. So we see here that don't come early or too early, just be on time. And lingering goodbyes really can cause frustration and can ruin an otherwise good evening. So there's time to go. A quick, simple exit at the proper time is usually the best. You go, your time, and that is it. You've had a good evening. You thank the people, the host, hostess, for their kindness and hospitality, and then you go. So don't be late and don't be too early. Timekeeping is important and it's something we should all strive for. Show courtesy on the roads. That's another area. Driving your car, be courteous. Nothing nicer than a courteous driver, where somebody can let you out into the mainstream of traffic, where they have the right of way, or that they will allow you to do that, and they'll wave you on. That's very nice, and we appreciate that. And when it's done to us, we like it, and we should do it to others. We signal in good time. We leave our braking not late, and we can give people good warning then that you're going to brake, and there was no need for any sudden braking at the last minute, and all these little things. And there's a whole host of things in driving a car where we can be polite. Not only are we law-abiding on the road, which is important, but courteous as well, because you will find that in most highway codes they will talk about being courteous, and that is a good way that we can show our good manners by the way that we would drive. We see so much what they call road rage today. People in awful bad attitudes and fighting and waving their fists, and even hear from time to time of somebody getting out of a car with a gun and shooting someone because of some sort of, somebody caused some offense to them and they didn't like it and they shoot them. And that's awful. That's terrible. What about in the home? That can be a place where it's so easy to let down. But when you arrive home and when you hang up your coat, so to speak, don't leave your manners and politeness where your coat is. So the family. Children should be taught to be courteous, to do things in the right way around the home, at the table. Please pass me the, whatever would be, the salt. Please pass me the salad. Whatever it would be. Asking that, and then they should say, and thank you. It doesn't take much, but just to show thank you and please is very, very nice and very, very good. And there's times we can just say, excuse me, and you're welcome, not only just in the home, but all the time. To send a little note to people and thanking people. When we're expressing our thanks, send an email or a telephone call when somebody does something good to us. That's generally. But in the home, it's so, so important. So important that there is the right training, teaching, right way. What goes on in the world around us can be wrong. That's not the standard. God's way of doing things is the standard. That's what we want to follow as God's people. If others around us drop their standards, their manners, we should not. Just because somebody else does it doesn't mean that we should follow. We say it's wrong. No, that isn't right. That's bad manners. And we can see a certain amount of that around, but there are people who do have good manners. But we, as God's people, should be very, very mannerly people. And we should not follow the ways of this world in bad manners. So we have to set that example. And in the home again, if I can refer back to that, it's parents who should set that example. Not only just say, this is what we do, but that's what's actually done in the home, where there's right and proper etiquette, if you like, good manners and politeness. At all times, God requires our conduct to be above reproach. Just think of that. Our conduct is to be above reproach. High godly standards and good manners will always exist in the Church of God. Will always exist. Our job, or your job, and my job is to uphold them. That is our responsibility. Yes, it would appear a little things, but little things do count a lot. And it is important that even these little things, and we have a whole lot of little things, they all add up. They do add up. So it's our job to uphold godly standards, politeness, thinking of others in the way that we would be polite, that we would be courteous. And there's a whole host of ways that we can do that. Another way that comes to mind is thinking of others, in listening to others in that way, of listening to what people have to say and paying attention before speaking. Because listening to others is a way to show respect. You want to respect somebody, what they have to say, and we listen. And we listen carefully. There's no worse company than a person who does not listen. You ever find you're talking and they're not listening to you? Well, we want to make sure that when people talk to us, that we listen and listen carefully. We show a genuine interest in others. And we can encourage them to talk about themselves, too. You know, we don't want somebody to talk about themselves all the time, but just genuinely be interested in other people and let them talk for a time about themselves. And we don't want to interrupt. It's so easy to do that. I know that I have to watch that. Don't interrupt other people. Let them finish. We can have good eye contact, and we can listen carefully. Listen carefully to people. And the listener learns, and thereby gains. You gain from what other people have to say, rather than thinking about what you're going to say, and you can miss out, or your mind's away off in something else. You look disinterested. Well, you should be interested in other people, and they have something good to say. So it's our part to do that, brethren. Our responsibility is to uphold God's standards. God expects us to become perfect in every area of our life. In every area of our life, including showing good manners. We can improve on that, not neglecting and slipping into bad manners. Always be polite and courteous. Always be that. Work on it. Look at it. Analyze a little bit. Where can I be more courteous? Where can I show more politeness? Where can I do that? So no matter what others may say or do to us, it doesn't matter. That's not going to be the criteria. It's what we know we should do and follow it through. So let's always remember what the Apostle Peter admonishes us to be courteous Christians.